Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution congratulates Iranian wrestling squads for world championships. Iran crowned as champions in 2013 Freestyle Wrestling World Cup. Tehran substitute Friday prayers leader criticizes international bodies' paradoxical and unjust approach toward global issues. Pakistani president to visit Iran to finalize a deal on a multi-billion dollar Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline project. And Iran's foreign ministry strongly deplores latest terror attack against Syrian citizens. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iranian and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. In a message, Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, congratulated the brave Iranian wrestlers as well as the coaches and officials over the authoritative championship of the Iranian freestyle wrestling squad, as well as the Greco-Roman wrestling team and standing runner-up in 2013 Tehran Wrestling World Cup. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei further hoped for more success of the mighty Islamic Iranian youths in different grounds, such as field of sports. Iran has grabbed the 2013 Freestyle Wrestling World Cup title after beating Russia on the final day of the tournament in Tehran. Russia finished runner-up, followed by the United States on Friday at the 12,000-seat hall of the Azadi Sports Complex in West Tehran. Iranian wrestlers beat their Russian rivals in the 55, 60, 74, 84, 96, and 120-kilogram weight classes. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad joined the jubilant crowd and awarded the Iranian wrestlers their gold medals. The Freestyle Wrestling World Cup competitions opened on February 21st. 10 countries, including Iran, Russia, US, Azerbaijan, Georgia, Kazakhstan, Japan, Belarus, Bulgaria, and Turkey, took part in the tournament. Tehran substitute Friday prayers leader has criticized international organizations' paradoxical and unjust approach toward global issues. Ayatollah Mohammad Emomi Kashani said, "These bodies have become feudal organizations that in some cases their decisions are against world peace and prosperity." He added that unfortunately international organizations are not honest in their approach toward humanity. Tehran substitute Friday prayers leader also rejected the Western powers' claims about their support of freedom. Emomi Kashani added that the world criminal powers have brought the world to a deadlock. Pointing to the ongoing criminal actions in various corners of Muslim world, Ayatollah Emomi Kashani cautioned Muslims on enemies' divisive plots. Elsewhere, Tehran substitute Friday prayers leader thanked the Iranian nation for their massive turnout in the 22nd day of Bahman rallies across Iran. Emomi Kashani said, "The brilliant participation of people in the annual celebrations of the 34th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution disappointed the enemies and deterred their conspiracies." Meanwhile, he praised Bahraini nation's resistance towards the country's tyrant rulers and prayed for their victory. Pakistani presidents will visit Iran to finalize a deal on a multi-billion dollar Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline project. The remark was made by an advisor to the Pakistani Prime Minister on Petroleum and Natural Resources, Asim Hussain, in Islamabad. Asim said President Asif Ali Zardari would pay a visit to Tehran in the near future to hold talks with Iranian officials over the gas pipeline project. The Pakistani official also stated that the project would be inaugurated on due time. On February 20, an Iranian-Pakistani consortium started the construction of the Pakistani section of the pipeline, which would carry Iran's natural gas to its eastern neighbor. The U.S. objects to the joint project, but Pakistan has constantly dismissed rumors that it might pull out of the project amid efforts by Washington to convince Islamabad to abandon the pipeline. The commander of the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, IRGC, has urged enemies to stop the policy of threat and intimidation against Iran. Major General Mohammad Ali Jafari said, Despite following threats policy against Iran, the enemies should take up strategies commensurate with the power of the Islamic Republic. The commander also emphasized that Iran dominates the world's strategic energy reserves, and as the guardian of this section of the world economy, it cares about the security of the Persian Gulf region. Meantime, Commander Jafari said, security could be established in the Persian Gulf through the cooperation of regional countries. Iran's foreign ministry has strongly deplored the latest terror attack against Syrian citizens. In its statement, the ministry said, ill-wishers of the Syrian nation are worried about the return of calm and stability to the country and view national reconciliation against their aims and desires. It further insisted that through persistent terror acts, the foreign-sponsored terrorist elements are attempting to maintain a fearful setting in the country. Iran's foreign ministry also warned Syrian nation over enemies' plots. It said the enemies, after blocking the realization of political reforms and ruin stability and security across the nation. On Thursday, a powerful car bomb exploded in the Syrian capital's Mazraa residential neighborhood near the Russian embassy. At least 53 people lost their lives while 250 were injured in the attack. Meantime, the armed militant groups in Syria say they have started to attack the positions of Hezbollah resistance movement in neighboring Lebanon since February 21st. The self-proclaimed Free Syrian Army said its insurgents launched the attack less than a day after they accused Hezbollah of shelling their bases in Syria's Homs province on February 20. However, the Lebanese movement has rejected the accusations. On February 18, Syria's ambassador to Lebanon said Hezbollah was not assisting the Syrian army in the fight against foreign-backed rebels. A recent UN report revealed that militants from nearly 30 countries have infiltrated into Syria to fight against the Syrian government. Elsewhere, Russian foreign minister has accused the U.S. of double standards after it refused to condemn an explosion in the Syrian capital Damascus, which damaged a Russian embassy nearby. Sergei Lavrov made comments after a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Yang Jiechi.
It is not the first time that our American partners in the Security Council have refused to condemn a terrorist act in Syria. They are, in fact, trying to find some additional wording that would justify, directly or indirectly, those who resort to such methods to fight against the government. We view this as a manifestation of double standards, and in this we see a dangerous tendency amongst our American colleagues of departing from the fundamental principle of clearly condemning any and all acts of terrorism.
Meantime, Chinese foreign minister called on various forces in Syria to stop the fighting and violence and sit down for negotiations. Yang Jiechi urged the UN-backed action group to work on a roadmap towards political transition and the setting up of transitional bodies for this period in order to find a solution in the interests of the Syrian people.
We demand that various forces in Syria stop fighting and violence as soon as possible and start a dialogue in the spirit of the Geneva Convention.
And here's a recap of tonight's top stories. Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution congratulated Iranian wrestling squads for world championships. Iran crowned as champions in 2013 Freestyle Wrestling World Cup. Tehran substitute Friday prayers leader criticizes international bodies' paradoxical and unjust approach toward global issues. Pakistani president to visit Iran to finalize a deal on a multi-billion dollar IP gas pipeline project. And Iran's foreign ministry strongly deplored the latest terror attack against Syrian citizens. Palestinians staged anti-Zionist demonstrations on Friday in the West Bank cities of Nablus and Al-Khalil to express support for hunger-striking Palestinian inmates. Protesters demand the release of thousands of Palestinian prisoners held in Zionist regime jails. Protesters in Al Khalil also called for reopening of the Al Shahada Street, the city's main street, home to vital services, which the Zionist regime declared as a closed military zone in 2002. Meantime, Zionist troops fire tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the protesters and drain dozens of demonstrators. Also in Gaza, residents made their way to the prisoner protest tent, holding posters of Palestinians in Israeli jails. They chanted slogans in support of the prisoners. The residents then marched in Gaza City streets.
It is a battle of glory against the tyrant, the battle of the Muslim Palestinian prisoner against the tyrant jailer.
Hundreds of Jordanians have rallied in the capital city of Amman to demand political reforms and express dissatisfaction with the new parliament. The anti-government rally was organized by the main opposition Muslim Brotherhood. The demonstrators also demanded stronger government action against corruption and called for better economic conditions in the country. The Brotherhood says the country's new parliament does not represent the majority of Jordanians. The Jordanian king dissolved the parliament and called early elections in October 2012 in response to growing calls for political reforms and an end to corruption. A 20-year-old Bahraini protester has died from injuries suffered a week ago when he was hit with a tear gas canister fired by regime forces. Mahmoud Issa al-Jaziri was hit in the head on February 14 after security forces attacked anti-regime demonstrators in Nabi Saleh, south of Manama. The Bahraini authorities have so far made no comment on Jaziri's reported death, but Bahrain's main opposition bloc, Al-Wafaq, said the protester died in hospital early on Friday after a week in coma. He's the third Bahraini protester killed in less than 10 days. Another protester, Hussein al-Jaziri, 16, was killed on February 14 in the village of Daya, while Amina al-Sayed Mahdi, 35, died last Friday, a month after inhaling toxic tear gas fired by Bahraini troops at an anti-regime rally in Abu Saiba. Bahrainis have been staging demonstrations since mid-February 2011, demanding political reform and a constitutional monarchy. Scores have been killed, many of them under torture while in custody, and thousands more detained since the popular uprising in Bahrain began. Customers queued at Spain's capital Madrid airport on Friday as a strike by workers at Iberia Airlines entered the fifth day. The airline was forced to cancel 239 flights on Friday. Meanwhile, police increased its presence at the airport ahead of demonstrations planned by workers who are protesting against a restructuring plan that will cut over 3,800 jobs and reduce the salaries of workers who remain at the company. Although this is the final day of the first week of a 15-day strike, protesters say it will continue next month for two more weeks, from March 4 to 8 and from 18th to 22nd.
Those of us who are 55, 58 years old, if we get sacked, we will be on the street and we will not be able to re-enter the world of employment. So what we are asking for is justice.
So we've just flown in from Sao Paulo and we found that our onward connecting flight to London City Airport has been cancelled. So we're not quite sure at the moment how we're actually going to get to London and even where our bags are.
I suppose they have the right to strike and demand what they want, but the fact is that the passengers are paying the price most of the time.
The U.S. and its European allies are to keep thousands of their occupying forces in Afghanistan beyond a previously agreed 2014 deadline to withdraw their troops. The proposal was unveiled on Friday by the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Leona Panetta, during a meeting of NATO member states in Brussels. Panetta reportedly told his European counterparts that 8,000 to 12,000 troops would stay in the war-ravaged country as part of a mission to train and support Afghan forces. However, the extent of each country's contribution has yet to be announced as the alliance remains divided over the costs. Some sources say up to 10,000 of those troops will be Americans. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of Iranian and English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.